My guest at this time is Dustin Wall. He's the spokesman for Liberty United Against Trump. On Thursday, the group released a statement criticizing Liberty University President Jerry Falwell Jr. for his outspoken support of Donald Trump from early in the GOP primary season to the present day, and now even in the wake of the infamous 2005 tape of Trump talking about women. Dustin is here to explain why the students went public and the contents of the statement. And Dustin, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Let me just read a little bit of the statement, because it does go for several paragraphs, but it begins, "In the months since Jerry Falwell Jr. endorsed him, Donald Trump has been inexorably associated with Liberty University. We are Liberty students who are disappointed with President Falwell's endorsement and are tired of being associated with one of the worst presidential candidates in American history. Donald Trump does not represent our values, and we want nothing to do with him." A couple paragraphs later, "Associating any politician with Christianity is damaging to the gospel of Jesus Christ. But Donald Trump is not just any politician. He has made his name by maligning others and bragging about his sins. Not only is Donald Trump a bad candidate for president, he is actively promoting the very things that we as Christians ought to oppose." So let's first of all talk about the timing of this. Was this something you were already planning to do given Falwell's activism, or was the audio tape the final straw, as well as Falwell's reaction to that?
Our group of Liberty students against Trump is, you know, consists of a core group who have all of us been opposed to Donald Trump's candidacy since the beginning. And we come from different, you know, parties and backgrounds. We're all voting for different candidates. It's not about that. It's about the fact that we don't want to associate Donald Trump with Christianity, more importantly, most importantly, and then also with Liberty University. The comments, the sexual assault comments where he was heard bragging about sexually assaulting women definitely added to our desire to really disassociate our university from Donald Trump. You know, President Falwell was a loud and proud endorsement of Mr. Trump, and has gone around several different places around the country with him. He spoke at the RNC. He toured Iowa with him. And he carries the banner Liberty University when he goes, because that's why people know who President Falwell is. It's because of our university. And so he has a platform that we as students don't have. We can't go endorse a candidate or disassociate ourselves from a candidate, but he can. And so we figured, especially with those horrible comments that Trump made in 2005, it was really time for us to disassociate and do whatever we could to let the world know Liberty students do not stand with Donald Trump.
How do you believe Liberty's reputation and the gospel of Christ have been impacted by Falwell's political activism?
Well, you know, nothing can touch the gospel of Jesus Christ. No one can malign that message in a way that stops it from being spread. It always will be. Jesus is more powerful than any person. However, it's difficult to advance the message of Jesus Christ of salvation from our sins when we're tying ourselves directly to a man who is not only sinful, because we're all sinful, but who proudly preaches his sin. You know, he brags about these things, and he's famous for maligning other people and boasting and, you know, running for president when he's certainly one of the least qualified people in America. That doesn't do well to advance the message of Jesus Christ. And Liberty University is a place. Our motto is training champions for Christ, and that is supposed to be our message. Our message isn't supposed to be endorsing any political candidate, but especially not one who directly opposes everything that we're taught and everything that we're supposed to stand for and believe.
There is, as you know, a response from President Falwell to your statement. And
right. He
says, first of all, that Mike Pence got a great response from the staff and the students earlier this week. And so he believes that there is strong support for the ticket on campus now. He says that he did not tour the country. He only traveled with the Trump campaign one weekend in January. And
that's debatable. he did spend time with the campaign in Iowa, which was, I guess, January, but he also spoke at the RNC, and he goes on news organizations all the time to broadcast and say, "Hey, I support Donald Trump." And whenever he does that, Liberty University is right over his shoulder. So I certainly don't want to accuse my president of lying. He has done the same thing. He's accused us of lying. But yeah, that's certainly not true to say that he hasn't toured the country with Donald Trump. As far as Mike Pence, if you were in convocation as I was, you would have noticed, and I'm not saying you, Greg, I'm just saying in general, it was pretty clear that support for Donald Trump was lacking. It was pretty pitiful whenever Donald Trump's name was brought up by his running mate Pence. Of course, on camera, you hear applause, but you don't hear the people who don't applaud. And about 10% or less of the room applauded whenever Trump's name was brought up. There were a few standing ovations, but the only standing ovations were for things like comments against Hillary Clinton, comments in support of pro-life movement, and standing with Israel. There were like four or five applause lines, and they were all totally disassociated from Donald Trump, totally associated only with things Mike Pence proudly proclaimed. And so his reception was warm, although it was a lightly attended convocation because students here are tired of having politics shoved at them. Overall, the reception was pretty poor, actually, for Donald Trump when Mike Pence came here.
Let me get to the last line of this, because I'm guessing this is the one that you probably had the most differences with. He says, "I am only filling my obligation as a citizen to, quote, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's," which, of course, is quoting Jesus from the Gospels, "by expressing my personal opinion about who I believe is best suited to lead our nation in a time of crisis." What's your reaction to that?
Well, I'm not a biblical scholar, but I think there's a strong argument to me made that he's maybe taking that verse a little bit out of context. I believe that had to do a little more with taxes, not so much with endorsing a specific presidential candidate. But you do have to reach pretty far to find a justification for supporting a man like Donald Trump. So there's not much of an argument for it, and I guess that's his attempt at one. There were other comments that he made towards us which were pretty demeaning, and we've been nothing but polite in our response to the people that have challenged us. President Falwell doesn't look favorably on people who disagree with him. He'll say, well, you know, students can say whatever they want, but they're young and they're learning. He accused us of not following the teachings of Jesus Christ by judging people. But all we're saying is that we retain the ability as Christians to make moral judgments, not to judge people as sinners. We're all sinners. We're not supposed to judge, lest we be judged. But we can make moral judgments on, hey, this is wrong, and someone needs to repent, and then ask for forgiveness. Donald Trump has loudly preached that he doesn't want to ask for forgiveness. He said that in the past. So it's the kind of thing where it's pretty disappointing when the same people who used to say that character matters when Bill Clinton, had his problems, are now saying that character doesn't matter when it comes to voting for the highest office in the land.
We're talking with Dustin Wall, spokesman for Liberty United Against Trump. And Dustin, just a couple of quick questions before we let you go. First of all, as you well know, the argument for those who are backing Trump but don't particularly like him, and this has certainly been some of the arguments that Falwell has used in light of the recent allegations against Trump, is that, look, even if Trump is not exactly the guy you want to put up on a pedestal for our young people, the positions that he's outlined would be far better for Christians and so forth than what Hillary Clinton is advocating. So what does your group have to say in response to that?
Well, two things. First, it's never wrong to stand by your values, and it's always right to vote your conscience, and that's what we believe. We are voting for all different candidates, and some people are even writing in names because they don't feel like anyone running is worthy of the office. But it is absolutely wrong for people not to vote for what they believe in, and not to use their conscience as part of a choice. It's always a moral choice. The other thing is there's quite a difference between casting a ballot for the lesser of two evils and being kind of frustrated about it than what Falwell has been doing, which has been loudly and proudly praising Donald Trump as this great leader who we're all supposed to look up to. It's quite the difference, and I think everyone can understand what it is. We've received word from all kinds of Trump supporters here on campus and other places that are proud of what we're doing. Even though they're voting for Donald Trump, they say, look, we don't want liberty to be associated with a man like Trump. I personally think Hillary Clinton's worse, some of them are saying, but I don't want my degree to be tied to a man like Donald Trump, even though I am choosing to vote for him for president. President Falwell has been proud about Trump, and that's not something we want to be associated with.
What's your opinion on the position Liberty has historically of being pretty involved in politics outside of just Trump? Obviously, there's probably been candidates in the past that you feel more comfortable with, but how do you feel about the school being connected to politics pretty closely?
Well, we all like Liberty University. We all love coming here. That's why we're doing this. We want to make sure the world knows that Liberty is a great place to go to school. If you came on our campus, you would not think of Donald Trump. That thought would not cross your mind. People are nice here. They're loving. Just the opposite of what Donald Trump is like. So I just want to make that clear. As far as politicians, we have opportunities here at Liberty to hear from all sorts of political candidates. And in years past, we had all kinds of renowned politicians coming in, most of them conservative because most people that go here are conservative. We've also had Bernie Sanders here and people more like that. And we like to have that kind of ability to have speakers in. So there's nothing wrong with that. Endorsing a candidate over another, I know he's not doing it on behalf of the university, but he's dragging the logo along with him, the Liberty University brand. That gets questionable, especially when we're a 501c3 that isn't supposed to be associated with a candidate. So it's a little different what President Falwell is doing.
Dustin,
and, of course, Donald Trump is a uniquely bad candidate.
Dustin, we'll call time there. Thank you very much for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you, Greg.
Dustin Wall. Sure. Dustin Wall, spokesman for Liberty United Against Trump. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.